Good morning. Welcome to Food and Some Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of the disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com, that's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. So, Dr. Tong, who do we have scheduled for today?
We have scheduled two guests today. One of them is a big man with knee problem. He limped into our office considering the option of a knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But he heard about our service and he would like to try a more natural approach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he could not get up from a sitting position without using mostly his hands. And right after my first treatment, he was able to get up three times, struggle a little bit three times without his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have Abe share his story. And in fact, our second guest is actually on the line. Our second guest was on our show before, Dickie. Her son had, 54-year-old son had seizures. And I was able to help him a lot. And unfortunately, because of insurance problem and political problem, he is not returning for more treatment. Nevertheless, he had improve a lot. Let's get Dickie on the line and maybe have her share the story first.
Okay. Hello, is Dickie there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dickie.
Hi.
Yeah.
Good.
How are you?
You sound good.
Oh, I am so well from what I have received from Dr. Tong.
Okay.
You did not sound like this when you had your back injury.
Oh, no, I couldn't even fill out the form.
Mm.
Yes.
So what happened to you, Dickie? Oh, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself first. I understand you work at Mother's Market.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And you're 80 some years young?
Yes, I'm 80 years
young.
Yeah. And I work full time and I enjoy every bit of it and all those wonderful people that we get to share life with and healing. Plus all the wonderful employees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So working at Mothers, you are exposed very much to natural healing and things of that sort, is that right?
Yes, completely.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us what happened before your injury.
Well, I was fine. I was running in the store and going up and down the ladders and carrying boxes, heavy boxes and all. And then one day, I think it was August 1st, I carried this, which I have done before, this heavy ladder, and I brought it from one end of the store to the other and went up and down and put the vitamins away. But then afterwards, I noticed I couldn't stoop. I mean, I'd get down, but I couldn't get up.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I just straightened the vitamins and just kind of laughed at myself and not identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I bought some groceries, went home, And I sat on the couch, and I was going to look at this Oprah's magazine, and I turned about page 3, and I was very uncomfortable, and I couldn't understand why. I just couldn't sit.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not thinking much about that, I went to bed. But then at 5 in the morning, this excruciating pain, which I've never had in my life because I don't have aches or pains, and I could not turn from side to side. I could not sit up. So I finally, I found a way to get up, and I went out and walked in the grass, but the pain, I couldn't walk, so I came back to bed, and I left the door open, and then my roommate found me, and she said, "What is happening?" I said, "I don't know."
Mm-hmm.
"I don't know." And then I called a friend, and he said, "You get to Dr. Tong right away."
That's Vladimir.
Yeah, that's right, Vladimir.
So Dickie, your back pain, that was the same day that you injured it, and then the next morning you couldn't move at all.
No, I couldn't. I mean, the pain woke me up at 5 in the morning, this excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went there, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't. He said, "You know, get up off the table." I thought, "Yeah, sure."
Yeah. Well, to describe a little bit, Dickie was flat on her back. She could not move. Any movement, I can see that she was in excruciating pain. And so, of course, that she would not believe me. I say, "You'll be able to get off the table by yourself after my treatment."
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Tell us what happened after my treatment.
Well, I had no pain. And so they called me from the store because I had notified them I'd been hurt at work. I said, "Oh, I'm just fine. So they thought I was going to come right back to work, but I didn't come back to work. And I continued with Dr. Tong. And, you know, people talk about a tune-up. Well, this is a tong-up.
Tong-up, yeah. Well.
And it's just wonderful, my beautiful, beautiful son. And I know there'll be a way through our government some way that Jeffrey can have full treatment and be well, because that is a possibility, and I know it's truth.
How is he doing now?
He's doing fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
But he does need more treatments.
Right.
And there will be a way for that to happen, because pain and suffering is not what we're supposed to experience.
So what exactly is the problem? Why can't he come see Dr. Tong?
Because our government only allows you to come like 3 times, and then like 90 days later you can be treated, and he needs to be treated. If he can be treated more often.
And there are plenty of money for drugs.
Well,
yeah.
And last week, didn't we read about a person who his 3-month bill was $5 million?
Not 3 months. 34 days for $5.2 million for 34 days.
For a month, and they only allowed Jeff to come in 3 times in 2 months?
For a few $100.
That's right.
And I can cure him.
I know
So
there's something really wrong about
our system is sick, okay? Very much.
Because my children have had acupuncture since the 40s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know what it can do, and I'm from a family of doctors, and I know the 2 ways, and there's 1 way, and that's to get your tongue up.
Yes. let me fit in a little more story on Dickie's case. Dickie was flat on her back, and she really was too frozen with pain, and she couldn't move. But right after treatment, she was able to get up by herself, walk out, and I'm sure that she was sore from the shot, but there was no pain. And her friend was amazed, and she became a patient, and next week we'll have her, Mary, share her story with
Mary Giger.
So that was after the first treatment, Dickie?
That's right. Yeah,
that was after the first treatment.
And first treatment?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe when he said, "Now get up off the table." I looked at him like he was crazy.
I think a lot of us.
And then I got up and I couldn't believe. I thought, "Well, how can that happen like that?"
Yeah.
So how many treatments have you had since then, since your injury?
I only did 2 because then I was having difficulty getting my workers' comp.
Here's another point. She was not able to come back to us because the workers' compensation, remember Sean just case,
mm-hmm.
and that her MD refuses to refer her to us, even though I was saving her life. In same point here, Dickie was able to walk right after the first treatment. And then for the next 2 weeks, she was trying to get her employer to authorize her to come for more treatment.
And you couldn't get an authorization.
And finally, a adjuster interfered, and she was able to come 2 days ago, and a lot of pain came back. But after 2 days, Dickie was dancing on the hallway.
Dancing in the hallway,
twisting,
and a lot of laughing.
Yes, twisting and then showing how you used to teach dancing. You told us that you used to teach dancing.
Yes, I used to be a ballerina and I used to teach dance.
Oh, you're a ballerina.
The other scenario, okay, you know, they warned you, women's come, when you go back to a women's come doctor. For the next 6 months a year, you will be still fat on your back, going to physical therapy, wasting your money, and losing your time on your employers.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This is a ridiculous.
Much more expensive, and it's not the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will not work. I choose so many people on physical therapy, and you had to go to an orthopedic surgeon. Why do you have to go to an orthopedic surgeon to get okay to get physical therapy? This is just so ridiculous.
I know.
So you've had three treatments now, is that correct?
Pardon?
You've had three treatments?
Yes, I've had three treatments,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
And your back is better now?
Oh, so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple of weeks, you'll be able to go back to work.
And that's the goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
The goal so I can go back and do what I love to do so much.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. You would not have been able to go back to work with a regular system.
Well, I know because I worked for three of the leading doctors in the state of California, and I know what that's like, and how it drags on and drags on, but it's not going to the cause.
Yeah, you would not.
It's an effect, but not a cause.
The physical therapy are not effective for the amount of pain and the damage that you had. And remember, you went to this chiropractor, okay? They say that their explanation why you're so much pain is because the disc was ruptured and you had leakage of fluid going down to your hip. That's why you're so much pain.
Uh-huh.
And remember what I told you before my second treatment on you?
There's only one thing, and that's chi.
That's right, okay?
That's why I call you Dr. Chi.
Yeah. Well, here's the point, okay? When you get the chi flow through, it doesn't matter whether you have leakage, whether you have...
It doesn't matter what the name is.
It doesn't matter what the name is.
It doesn't matter whether it's arthritis, heart,
that's right.
Whatever. All that matters is getting that energy in the area that's been cut off.
So basically, her injury is what blocked the energy and caused the pain.
That's right. And connecting the mind back to the body, the symptoms disappear, and then we...
Balance and we go on living the way we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And I did actually more because you are always so cheerful. But taking care of a son like that actually drained a lot of your love.
Very stressful. Huh?
And during the treatment, you were able to cry. And I know that you don't cry at all. And
I have been holding that in for many, many years.
Oh.
And that cry was very good for you.
Yeah, many, many years.
Yes.
And watching my son suffer so.
Yes, exactly. Then there's nothing they can do, nothing they know how to do, and now that you found somebody who can do it, he cannot come to us. Now how, this is America. Isn't it ironic?
Yes, land of the free.
We're not as free as we think we are.
Yeah.
I know, but we're going to be.
Yeah.
Well, Dickie, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for
a wonderful
opportunity to have a means to return to life the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
And we'll have you again soon, okay?
All right, fine.
Have a great weekend.
I will, you too.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Dickie. She was on our show previously, July 7th, show number 40. She was talking about her son, Jeff, 53 years old, who had four major head injuries since the age of 13, who suffers from grand mal seizures and epilepsy every 3 months. Dr. Tong has helped him. However, because of the Medicare system, he's only allowed to come 3 times every 2 months, and he's used them up. And so we're trying to get him treatments, right? Calls for an appointment, 714-556-8664. And then Dickie also talked about herself. She had an injury at work. After 3 treatments, she's dancing in the halls again after excruciating pain. So
really dancing, not just saying dancing.
Real ballerina. Ballerinas are real dancers.
Well, we have our second guest on the line, Abe. Let's get him on the line.
Hello, Abe?
Yes?
Hi, Abe.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do?
Oh, I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And I've been on a disability retirement for a few years.
Okay.
And in September of 2000,
mm-hmm.
I was crossing the street,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
stepped off the curb and something snapped in my knee.
Mm.
And I could hardly walk across the street. I was with a friend and that was the only reason I was able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I got home and went to bed and I was in such pain, such excruciating pain,
mm-hmm.
until I woke up around 3 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't sleep anyway, so I got up and went to Kaiser. That's my HMO.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Kaiser, and they kept me there till, and that was on a Saturday, that was a Sunday morning, they kept me there until about 9 or 10 o'clock Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
and till someone came in the orthopedic area, and they made an observation that I had gout.
Oh.
First, what they did, they drew some fluid off my knee, and they had thrown fluid off it for about a dozen times or more.
Mm-hmm.
But my knee never got better. But, you know, I went to an outside doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Dr. Cranford Scott in Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he said, you know, did they give you an MRI? And I said, no. I said, they didn't give me an MRI.
What good does an MRI do?
Well, he said it would determine whether or not that was something really serious wrong with my knee.
No, it just cost more money.
Well, so the first doctor...
MRI, and what they discovered, that I had torn ligaments in both knees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they discovered. Well, I was still in this excruciating pain.
That was last year?
That was in September of last year.
Yes.
And so I had done everything I had known to do. I kept going to the doctor. They kept giving me
Flutocine
and all this medicine, and my stomach was getting upset, and I was just tired of everything, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
How many doctors have you gone to?
I have seen at least three different doctors.
Mm-hmm. You see any other alternative doctors like chiropractors or natural doctors?
No, I didn't go to any of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then one day my nephew, Lala, was looking at the LA Times and saw your ad in the paper, and he said, why don't you try this guy?
Yes.
And I picked up the ad and saw where you were located, and I gave a call.
Yes.
And I could hardly walk around, hardly move at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people that I go over and play cards with at the Senior Citizen Center had gotten rumors that I was dead because they hadn't seen
him. Oh, no.
Yes.
So the knees were such in bad shape I could move around.
So both knees were in pain then, right?
Both knees was excruciating
okay.
pain.
Well, you know what? Remember what made you do the first treatment? I have you sit down and try to get up without your hands. Were you able to do it?
Yes, yes. You know, when you first saw me and told me to sit in a chair and hold my hands straight out in front of me and get up, and I couldn't move. I couldn't move at all.
I say, try hard. I want to make sure that you know how much pain you had before the treatment.
Right. You had a lot of pain, excruciating pain. I couldn't move. And then you treated me.
Yes.
And put me back in that chair and said, now put your hands straight out and get up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to do it immediately. It's unbelievable. I still have it done.
Three times, right?
Three times.
Wow.
Yes. After one treatment.
One treatment. One treatment.
So you had tried from last September until almost a year.
Right.
It's been a year, practically.
Right.
That is why all the money are being wasted. Nobody know how to do anything.
And the drugs just upset your stomach? Did it give you any relief at all?
No, it didn't give me any relief at all. It just mm-hmm. really upset my stomach and just irritated me.
Did they recommend anything else like physical therapy or?
No, they said that I should stay off my knee. That's all I need to do.
Forever?
Yes, that's all done.
Forever and ever?
Take
mine? Do you want me to stay off your knees forever?
I don't know, but guess what? After seeing Dr. Tong, I've been going to the gym and riding the bike there 30 minutes to that.
Wow, that's so good.
Yes, I've been able to. I have no pain. I mm-hmm. sleep well now at night.
Mm.
That's the beautiful part of it.
You're sleeping better.
Yes. We treat the whole body.
Right.
Right now I'm treating your high blood pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You are.
So Dr. Tong, so his first doctor diagnosed gout, and then the second one said torn ligament. So what is his problem? What happened?
The problem has to do with the mind-body in disharmony.
Mm,
okay, gout, you know,
is that from his diet?
This from his diet.
Mm-hmm.
That once you balance the body, okay, the body had the power to heal.
Mm-hmm.
The healing comes from the mind, the living essence of the human.
Mm-hmm.
And conventional medicine does not know about this energy aspect of the human. We're in the energy paradigm, which started a century ago by Einstein. conventional science keep claiming to be scientific, but they remain fixated on the material paradigm,
Newtonian
paradigm. Yes.
Only what you can see.
Only the patient who experiences this knows the truth, and the other people are still get mindwashed.
Now, Abe, how long have you been seeing Dr. Tong for?
I've been seeing him now for about, 6 weeks?
One treatment a week.
One treatment a week.
About 6 weeks.
About 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're exercising in the gym now, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I go to the gym every day. I couldn't do that before, and I have a weight problem. I want to deal with that.
Yes.
And now you can.
Also, they gave me a diet to follow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been able to follow that diet. I've never been able to do that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, that much you mean for the next few years you were still in bed.
Yes.
And that's American medicine.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm. Well, Abe, thank you so much for coming on to our show today.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, and I wish Dr. Tong the best of luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
So
much.
I like to see everybody who has a problem with pain. See Dr. Tom.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah, you get well faster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I won't do it now.
Yes.
Great, Abe. Have a great weekend.
You too, Dr.
Okay, bye bye. That was Abe on our show. He's had knee pain, excruciating knee pain for almost a year, stepping off a curb and his knees snapped. 6 treatments from you, Dr. Tong, and
yes.
He's exercising again, he's sleeping better, and he's eating better. He's going to try and get his weight down.
Yes, after my first treatment, the pain was mostly gone, and he was able to get up without pushing with his hands.
Mm-hmm. And
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this problem is pain is a very common problem. You're stressed out, and your muscles tense up. If this sounds familiar at all, give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you call before 2, you will receive a free gift.
Yeah, if you remember Anne-Marie, she had
right,
the knee
that was last week.
Yes.
Last week, Emily was on our show, and she did. And you made her injured knee stronger than her other knee.
Yes, with 2 treatments.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we have a caller, one of our patients. I don't know the last name. So, George, can we get him on the line?
Hello, George.
Yes.
Hi, George.
Okay, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
You left a message on that phone for me. And asked me to give you a call on the show, and I'm trying to do that right now.
Okay.
I have emphysema.
Okay.
I walk a distance because I can't breathe properly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oxygen level is low, and I lost a lot of muscle mass.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, what could be done for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. George is a potential patient. George is not my patient yet, okay?
That's true.
I can get your health, restore your health, get rid of all your medication, and I can do it pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make any guarantees, but 92% of my patients, with a variety of disorders, come to me, get better the very first time. Go back to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and look at the lung problem. We had a patient some time ago with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis,
right.
And you have emphysema. Other people have asthma. It doesn't matter what is a pathology. I treat the underlying mind-body disharmony, restore your energy, restore your circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Without your circulation open, you breathe your oxygen in, the blood are constricted, nothing to pick up your oxygen. That's why you are short of breath.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The most important thing is that to get the capillaries open, dilated. And the only thing that can do that is just living energy.
Mm-hmm.
With living energy, the Chinese call qi, it's a life, okay? This is life that gives us the warmth that open our capillary bed.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional doctors do not know anything about the living essence of the body. They only study the mechanical body. They will never get you any better.
Uh-huh.
George, are you a smoker?
Oh, I haven't smoked in over 10 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the damage that you did with the smoking had never been cleared up because the American medical profession had never learned how to restore health. They only suppress symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one point that I mentioned in the past, I think need to be emphasized over and over and over again. When you go to a doctor, there's 2 things, mainly the bottom line 2 things. Number 1, can they get rid of the problem? Okay, I can tell you, not with drugs.
That's true.
Yeah, drug is not used by a normal person a healthy person.
You're not a long term, right? You're talking about chronic use.
Chronic use, okay?
Right, right.
Chronic use, or no, a healthy person does not use drug on any long term
right.
basis. In fact, long term drug will turn a healthy person to be sick.
Right, because it overloads the liver.
That's right. So you have, the only treatment they have is drugs. You don't need to see them. You really don't, because all you get is worse, okay, your symptom being suppressed. So the number one thing is that they cannot get you better, okay. The number two thing you want to get from a doctor is, what can they tell you are the causes of the problem? The causes of the problem are very simple.
Why do you have this problem?
Why? You know, what do you do wrong in life that caused your problem? You know, stress in the past, diet. You know, a lot of alternative doctors do not know is the yin and yang of food, which is very, very important.
Absolutely.
And finally, toxin from the environment.
Right.
And the toxin that the most toxic of all actually are the drugs given by your doctor. They are more concentrated, they are more refined, they don't have any impurity, so they are very, very harmful to you.
Mm-hmm.
Get an appointment to see me, I'll make you breathe right away much better.
Good. I will do that.
No kidding.
I'll give you a call this coming Monday.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thompson.
Yeah, you'll be happy you call us, okay?
I'm happy that I did myself.
Okay. Goodbye, George.
Bye-bye.
That was a caller, George, who is suffering from emphysema and cannot walk or breathe and lost a lot of his muscle mass. He's not a patient, right?
He's not a patient yet, okay?
Yeah, potential.
Everything is due to the fact that we don't have enough of this living energy.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy person have a lot of this qi. Aging person have less, and a sick person have even less.
Mm-hmm.
A sick boxing champion may have all the muscle and bone intact, but without qi, he will not be able to stand up.
He's sick.
The strength does not come from the physical body. Strength comes from a living essence.
Mm-hmm.
A dead person doesn't have this qi, enough qi to tie the real energetic living part of the body to the body.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen to our past show on drtong.com. You will be convinced that most incurable diseases can indeed be cured. It is really time that we learn the truth. More importantly, it is time that we realize that drugs are the culprit rather than the solution. Because of dogma and the greed for money, the truth is twisted. So, resulting in a lot of needless suffering and enormous waste. Tell your friends about our program and join us next Saturday for more remarkable cases and learn about the energy paradigm and mind-body healing.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. If you make an appointment today before 2, you will receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. We are located at 2790 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Call today before 2. Join us next Saturday on KBAL AM 740 at 11:30 a.m. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Dr. Tong believes any chronic degenerative disease can be cured. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body, or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBRIGHT, AM 740.
How badly do you need God? When was the last time you cried out to Him for help? And did you take your time to listen for His answer?
I read in verse 18, and really is the theme of this section. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. You know, a lot of us do not have spiritual understanding because we're not looking for the right thing.
If you'd like to know more about this, be sure to join David Hocking this week on Hope for Today.
Hope for Today with David Hocking can be heard each weekday morning at 10:30. Right here on KBRIGHT, AM 740.
This week on The Word of the Spirit, John McClure continues the excellent series titled Living in the Light of Eternity, as he helps us consider the powerful messages found in the parables of our Lord and Savior. Be sure to dial in all this week to The Word of the Spirit.
Be sure to start your day with the Bible teaching of Pastor John McClure, each weekday morning at 6:30, right here on KBRIGHT, AM 740.
Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed